Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Our opener today is an English-American outfit that formed in March 1978. Led by vocalist-guitarist Chrissie Hynde, who was involved with early versions of The Clash and The Damned. Right now, a special treat, The Pretenders on the Blurred Crusade. We'll be right back.
built.
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
CJSF 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade live. Yes, we're live. Last week we had a power outage right in the middle of my show. That was a damper. And the week before that we had a blizzard. The entire campus was shut down. So hopefully, knock on wood, no natural disasters today on today's show. We just heard from Bad Religion, from Epitaph Records, Dharma and the Bomb, from True North 2013. That band will be touring at some point this year. Hopefully they will be hitting Vancouver. I will keep you posted. And we started the set off with a double shot of the Pretenders. Our first track was Porcelain from Extended Play 1981, their EP. And the second track was The Phone Call from their debut 1980. Now, the first two Pretenders albums were solid efforts for sure. 1980 self-titled debut and 1981's Pretenders 2. And then, unfortunately, a sad, dark twist that saw guitarist James Honeyman Scott and later bassist Pete Farndon both die of drugs. I was lucky enough to see the Pretenders, the second version of the Pretenders, unfortunately, on February 21st, 1984 at the QE. The ticket price way back then was $15.50, but that original lineup was by far the best. Of course, the latest version of the Pretenders are in town May 18th at Rogers Arena. Right now, a local band called Super Distorter. This is the Eagle on the Blurred Crusade. We'll be right back.
And the fat lady sings. Yeah, the fat lady sings. If you don't mind, 99, I'd like to figure this out for myself. If you don't mind, 99, I'd like to figure this out for myself. Hey, yeah.
Song that makes me think of the old Smiling Buddha there down on Hastings, the Subhumans, and No Productivity from Death Was Too Kind. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and we started that set off with a local band, a disc that I saw laying around in the studio, so I nicked it. A great song called The Eagle by Super Distorter from their album Last Ride.
I don't mind if it sounds really sketchy. I kind of want it to sound really collagey and sketchy. Okay. So,
you should, if we're going to collage it,
I'll give you more.
Welcome from the mountain.
Mom!
I come from the mountain, from
CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, from the top of Burnaby Mountain, the show where the music department of CJSF takes you through some of the new releases, sound, music, discussions, all the new releases, music and albums, music, all the new sounds and sounds of the music library up in Burnaby Mountain. Listen at 90.1 FM on the dial or at cjsf.ca every Friday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Next up, we're going to feature a founding member of both The Clash and Public Image Limited, guitarist Keith Levine, born July 18, 1957 in Muswell Hill, London. Incidentally, at 15, he was a roadie for the prog rock legendary band Yes. Yes, that's correct. And he left The Clash before they started recording their debut album, but he co-wrote this track. Here is The Clash, What's My Name?
We'll be right back. losers, but you have to answer too.
Featuring the thick, syrupy bass lines of One Jaw Wobble. And, of course, the innovative guitar sound of Keith Levine. That was Public Image, Swan Lake on the Blurred Crusade from Metal Box, 1979. And before that, we had a couple of the couple tracks from The Clash, an early band that Keith Levine was a part of, What's My Name from The Clash's debut, 1977, and The Guns of Brixton from London Calling, 1979. Up next, we have Love and Rockets, Inside the Outside on the Blurred Crusade.
Tuned to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, with your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
CJSF 90.1 FM. That was a band called New out of Dusseldorf. I was just saying the other day, we have to play more music from bands from Dusseldorf, and there you have it. That's New, spelled N-E-U, for those playing at home, with a track called Hero from their album New 75. Before that, we had the Ramones, I Wanna Live, from Ramones Mania, and we started the set off with a band out of Cleveland, Ohio, Pear Ubu, and Final Solution from 1976. This is the Blurred Crusade radio program, and it's coming to you live every Wednesday at noon. DJ Medi, the incredible DJ Medi, is up next. And I will see you next Wednesday at high noon.
You've been listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, on CJSF 90.1 FM. With your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories.